I sort of am of the opinion that you win and lose your case in jury selection. You can move the ball a little bit one way or the other, but the folks who are going to sit on your jury are going to make decisions based on who they are and what they know, and so figuring that out is really, really important. Just a little bit of background on what voir dire is all about. Very different in Texas and state courts, and if you're in some other court around the country, it's really important to understand what the ground rules are. So make sure that you know your judge, know your jurisdiction. It's not surprising, but you'd be amazed the people who don't do it. So I'm going to ask questions, and these guys will respond, and I may chime in from time to time. So let me just sort of open it up with Jason and just ask you, what is jury selection and why is it important?
It's actually jury deselection, which is something that we've all got to keep in mind. Probably the most popular question I get asked as a jury consultant is, Jason, what type of jury do we want? Who are we looking for? And it's always a challenge to recalibrate everyone's approach to this and think about who you don't want and who you want to deselect. So basically, you get to deselect your voters. You get to take people off of the panel, people who are least likely to affirm your client's positions and to vote with you, least likely to kind of see the world the same way that you or your client see the world. I think it's a great opportunity, and I think it's one that lawyers can take advantage of, and I wouldn't call it gaming the system at all, but I think I would call it giving their clients an advantage if done properly.
Adam, what are you trying to identify? Issues, personalities, characteristics? What are you looking for?